Alright, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley with We Were Just Kids. This is something that Misfortune Games is working on. Misfortune Games follows me on Twitter, and I didn't even realize they had a game. I checked it out, and I'm like, okay, this has something to do with a band. Something I know a little bit about. I was not a touring musician, but I did make albums, and I have interviewed hundreds of bands over the past 10 years, so I think I know a little something about the music industry, and this could be very, very interesting. This is still in beta. A lot of things are not completed yet. I'm not even sure if there's a full episode, but this is 3.1, so we're just going to see where it goes and, you know, check it out. Okay. Is a work of complete fiction. No bands. I know. Their lyrics are used to put emphasis on the timeline. Project. Okay. Joy's music and wants to give them a bit of exposure. Okay. Are not real. They're computer generated characters that'll die when the dev wants them to. No actual human beings or animals. We're harmful making this project just the dev's sanity. It should go without saying the dev doesn't want to be liable for special few who attempt any of this. Nothing in the project should be attempted, taken, or done in any form. Misfortune takes responsibility for someone's inability to listen. Honestly, just don't do it. All characters featured sexually in this project are 18. Same goes for the players. If you aren't a legal age in your country, exit this project and delete it. Does that ever work? No, it doesn't. If the owner, creator, writer, or any other entity in relation to artist, band, person, the lyric would like to have their content removed for this project, the devil would be glad. Really? Good lord. Just send an email to the following address, be civil and misfortunate@gmail.com. Credit to the used artist designs, bands, and writers will be included at the end of every release. That'll be all as of this release. Oh, so there's actually real bands in this. Okay. Well, I mean, holy shit, it's almost like I'm putting in my old hat again. You know, it doesn't fit like it used to, I guess. But yeah, I used to be a let's get this right. It's this 3, no, it's 2, it's almost 3 o'clock in the morning. But yeah, I used to be the guy that wrote reviews and interviewed bands across the world. That was my thing. I did it for 10 years, as I said earlier. And it was fun. It was cool. Didn't pay me, but I enjoyed it. Hey, me breaking the fourth wall again. You know the story, right? 3D female representation. Tits. Only fans and Twitch. Recruit difficulty. Blah, blah, blah. So as I mentioned early on, I'd be reworking the lighting at some point. That point is now. Along with the higher quality renders, there's going to be some rewriting for scenes I'm not a fan of. Before we proceed, though, there's a little bit of cleaning up that needs to happen. It was my mistake, as I said, people can't seem to read despite posting it via multiple platforms. So for people who can't take a minute to read, I'll show you. Sorry for those who already get it. Okay, what am I looking at? We have our female protagonist. She is a protagonist. She is given choices. We also have our male protagonist, who I don't have here with us. He is a protagonist. He is given choices. Then we have this guy. Like I said, it was my mistake for giving him a choice, but as I've said before, I wrote myself into a corner with him, so the choice was necessary. He is another sub-story, just another character, sort of last-minute Lee. Last-minute Lee? L.I.? Okay, like Luca, Veronica, Wolfgang, Sean, you get the idea, right? He isn't a protagonist. Never was and never will be. I don't know how much more clearly I can explain it than that. I'll make this as simple as 2 plus 2, which is 4. Good, you know, we're not living in 1984 where it's 5 or how many fingers am I holding up, Winston? There's just so there's no misunderstandings. This guy is the male protagonist. She is the female protagonist. They are the only protagonists. This guy's not a protagonist. Well, that's all I've got for now. Enjoy yourself, you degenerates. Oh, yeah, that kind of harkens back to when I used to open my shows with that. People say the world is deterministic. There's a cause and effect for everything that happens. A linear plot that won't change for anything or anyone. If I drop a pane of glass, it'll fall to the ground and shatter at my feet. If I smile, there's a reason for it. A cause and an effect. Every seemingly meaningless thing done in a day are all pieces of a straight line that refuses to veer. Point A to point Z, waking up and going to sleep, suffocating in a womb and being buried 6 feet deep. It's all the same. Every action made, every word spoken, creates just the faintest of ripples on a predetermined course, a way of thought that would render life itself little more than rolling your dice and moving a few spaces in either direction. If that's true, then what separates a human from a gear? Nothing. Both would only exist as hollow cogs in a godless machine. What is the cause and effect in slaving away at a dead-end job your entire life? Yeah, that's true. The way of thought implies that we are just a blip on the radar of something much larger, or perhaps smaller. Much smaller. There isn't a point in living with a misguided illusion of freedom. A life is meaningless if your every choice is set in stone. Even if results in being alone or in death, scratching and clawing my own path sounds far more appealing than crawling yet another day closer to my grave. If I want to paint my business degree a beautiful shade of burgundy, then I will. If I slowly wither away typing at a desk while I fantasize my funeral, then I want it to be my choice. Not because some non-existent higher power wants to drag me around like I'm a stupid dog on a leash. Meaning in life isn't about all the money you earned or even success. It's not about the number of friends you had. It's not about the clothes or shoes you owned. It's all material. None of it will last while we rot in the box. Meaning in life is the things you did, the things that made you happiest, the moments you remember at your dying breath. Meaning is the people that you truly love, the people you changed, the people who drove you to be a better person. Meaning isn't being remembered or loved. Meaning doesn't have a name or price. Meaning is nothing more than living the best life you can live in the short time we have on this planet. Meaning is nothing more than paving your own way forward. I wanted to pave my own way, and that was exactly what I did. Not because the world wanted it, but because I did. Because they did. Saying it out loud makes it sound like a bowl full of existential horse shit, but it's far more than that. Life without fighting or for something, anything at all, is no different than death. Even if that means losing your life, even if that means losing everything you hold close, do everything you can to keep all you love within arm's reach. Scratch and claw. Even if only to say you tried. What am I going to do with this girl? I love her drive, but forgetting names isn't going to help her any. Maybe I should reject this as she learns a lesson. Though there's a story to be told here. Maybe I should hear her out. This Nichols girl is a cute little thing. What I'd give to go back 30 years and have me a little pump and dump. Looks like she's a little freaky, too. Jesus, man, I need to get laid. I'm starting to sound like Weinstein. You called that? Oops, excuse me. Try that again. You called Dad? I'm trying to get a hold of Mr. Larkin, like you said, among the pile of other shit your bimbo security's too fucking stupid to handle on her own. I really don't care, you fuck, but if she's gonna work here, she needs to be able to look at a mirror without screaming at herself. I'd be surprised if Candy has a brain cell left. Mouth, Lexi. I took a look at the proposal you gave me, and I'm interested, but you're missing names. Others won't be as forgiving as I am. Why am I not surprised? Candy offered to organize it for me and deliver it to you since I was so busy. Busy with her work, mind you. Okay, my mistake, sweetheart. Do you know their names, then? I'd like to hear more about this, too. Who are they? What's her name? Rain is default. Well, I usually go with my name, but... Okay. Y'all knew I was gonna do this shit. And him? Sexy and grim, because of course. Now, tell me what sparked your interest in doing this. You know what? Hold on. Let's go full fucking on. There, my sexy and grim. Got it. Now tell me what sparked your interest in doing this, Lexi. I'm sure they're good kids, but I've never heard you listen to metal. Oh, this is metal we're talking about, huh? I was listening to an older episode of Bro Brogan's podcast. Bro Brogan. Oh, Joe Rogan. We can't say that, can we? That she was on, and she opened up about her past, the band's label, and her dad. She didn't give up too much, but I know there's something more, and I know we're one of the few platforms where people can tell the truth. What are you looking to say, though? Is this a tell-all about the label and the band life, or do you want the band to tell their story? Both. This band has millions of fans that worship her, more that love the entire band. I'm sure there's plenty of girls bowing to her like everyone my age did to Avril. She's a massive influence on them. You really believe in this, don't you? I do, or obviously I wouldn't be bringing it to you. Let's do it then. You have complete control over the project, which means if it fails, it'll be on you. I'm fully aware, Dad. Great, then how about we get the family together and have dinner to celebrate? I believe Sting's already told you the basics while doing your makeup. Just talk, Lexia. Tell us your story from the beginning. That's it. Don't be afraid to tell me if you need anything. So, I'm being paid to talk about my life? I don't really get it, but money is money. Pretty sure most of it's on Wikipedia, though. We both know that's a lie. You mentioned your label, where you grew up, and even the problems your dad caused in a few interviews, but you never talk any further about them. This is your chance. Every last one of your fans will see this. Let them know the truth before some dirty gossip magazine does. Let's start rolling. I hear all the time about how they idolize me, how they call me this generation's Amy Lee. Ooh, Lord. Stories I know about her. But I'm just another girl with a fucked up family and just a shitty childhood. Man, DP and I really should have fucking did this. It's not that I don't give a fuck, but like every Karen out there likes to think, I guess I was just angry. I've always been angry. I'm not gonna sit up here on some fake pedestal and pretend I'm some sort of good influence for young girls. I don't want to be one. What I want is for them, for people who want to be like us, to open their eyes. That life isn't glamorous. This world isn't what the Spotlight magazines in Hollywood tell them it is. It's so far from it. For everything good, the bad is twice as bitter. For everything bad, there's just a sprinkle of joy to keep you going, to string you along. That's why I agreed to do this. Then why stay in this life? Why not live the life you want now that you have the money to do it? I guess it's the days off that force you to sit in silence and wonder why you torture yourself every single day. Sleeping on cramped buses, smelling farts, eating horrible food, fighting sexual tension, no privacy, greedy fucks, religious people. It literally keeps going. There's never any end to the bullshit you're confronted with. It's only then that you realize there's only one thin string keeping you attached to this life. What is that? The people who need your music. Facts. We were just kids. Chapter 1. Holy 80s. Is that everything? I mean, you obviously forgot your clothes, but what's new there? Everything important, at least. We can buy anything we forgot. Eventually, and I'm an adult, Lizexi, I can wear whatever I damn well please. Besides, your truck has no air conditioner in it. If I wore more, I'd be sweating like a blind lesbian at a fish market. I didn't need to hear that. Hopefully you left your taste in men behind, but God knows that can't get any worse. That's not fair, sweetheart. I stayed with your dad because I didn't want you to grow up without a father. I thought maybe he was finally ready to grow up, and it looked like he was. I don't know what else I can do but apologize, Lizexia. You already know how sorry I am. Easy for you to say when you weren't the one with a gun in your mouth. Whatever, it's just another year. Another new school. Time to just start over again, I guess. Hopefully for the last time. I just wish I could have said something to him instead of vanishing into thin air. He didn't deserve that, but I guess that doesn't matter as long as you can find someone else to, someone to tease him to giving you a decent job. I'm sorry, Mom. It's not you. Just let me be angry for a little while. I'll get over it. You have every right to be angry, sweetheart. I wish I could go back and do it all over again. Wait, why is my bag open? Maybe you left it open after the first trip here? No, I didn't need to open it because I purposely left this outfit in the truck so I had something to change into. All of my underwear is gone. It's just that old man and that Reagan girl that work here, right? I never asked him, but I think so just by looking at the state of this place. Fucking dirty old perv. I'm honestly this close to putting that geriatric in a grave before nature can. Alexia, calm down. Getting angry and accusing people of things like this isn't going to accomplish anything. Just take a breath. That look never turns into anything good. If it wasn't for him last time, you would have been expelled. And the time before that would have been jail. He isn't here to save you this time. I never asked him to do any of it. People always take it upon themselves to do whatever makes them feel better. Fuck this shit. Lysexia, wait! It's always one thing after another. Moving from one absolute shithole to the next. Praying I don't get hit for saying the wrong thing and constantly broke. And yet in the end, I was always the one to blame. The only good thing I've ever had was taken away because of you. Because of you too. Fuck you. Where the fuck are my clothes? I'm not sure what you're talking about. How about we just cut... Bullshit. You know exactly what I'm talking about. How about you take a moment to calm down and we'll handle this like a dog... Get your fucking hands off me. The fuck you think you're doing? Whoa. Fuck is wrong with you? What gave you the bright idea of shoving around a man three times your age? If I don't like your answer, you're going to be spending the night in a hospital bed. Shit, you probably are either way after what I just saw. Why don't you ask him why all my underwear is missing? You wanted a fight, now you're going to get one. He fucking deserved it if you listen a damn second. I don't give a shit. I spent years with him and I know he'd never do that. You're full of shit or you got your ugly ass a stalker. Either way, you're about to eat some asphalt. Fine by me, let's go. Come on then, first one's free, bitch. Whatever. Not so big when you're swinging in your own weight class, are you? Come on, hit me. Break it up, girls. This isn't gonna go anywhere good. Move. I'm not. You're lucky there's someone here with a few more brain cells than you. That's right, listen to Mommy and make sure I never catch you around this office again. I swear to God, Reese. Nope. Fuck, man. What is this missing? Maybe a flutter? Dive bomb? It needs something different. Wish V was still here to bounce this type of shit off of. Christ, Grim, you still hung up on her? Get over and go get your dick wet with some whore. Hell, I'll even pay. I'm not hung up on anyone, Reagan. It was just nice having someone to bounce ideas off of. You should have let her go to school here like she wanted to. She's basically asking you to tie her down. And what does the all-knowing Grim let her do? He lets her go get piped by the black cock at Howard. Oof! And Howard was far and away the best school that accepted her. I'm not going to be the one that holds her back from having the future she wants. It's selfish. Even if that was what she wanted, you basically forced her to leave, man. You have no right being hung up on her when you ended it yourself. Whatever. It happened. Like you said, if she wants to get fucked by someone else, I don't have a right to feel anyway. Meh, deflect it all you want. Not my problem. So what's up? Just felt like letting yourself in and give me a hard time about my ex? Not really. Had a few reasons for coming by. So what are you up to? Writing another song that'll never see the light of day? Probably. I'm stuck trying to figure out the transition in this course, and I'm not having much luck with it. Maybe try listening to some music from another genre? I always find some nifty shit I can pull off on my kit with electronic stuff. Maybe I will. Or maybe I'll just give up on this one. Excuse me. What's up with you, though? You look pissed. Pissed? Nah, man. I'm just a bit pent up, if you catch my drift. I have to help run the motel, then school and practice, and then there's Reese. Having no time to come makes you edgy. And no, not the cool kind. Come on, Rennie. We've been around each other constantly for almost 10 years. Don't you think I know what you're full of shit? I have a hard time leaving alone, especially after what you did to Katrina last year. Her nose still isn't straight. Can't you just fuck off with your Dollar General therapist act for once? I don't need it. It was just some run in the motel who clocked Billy and accused him of busting a fat one all over her shit. Just about got into it with her. I don't know what to tell the cunt, but it sure as fuck ain't Billy. I don't think he can even get it up anymore. Well, was there cum on her clothes? Probably. That's sort of why I'm here. I can understand why she was angry, though, Rin. Imagine me just nutting all over your laundry without you knowing. Why would you do that when you could just ask me, though? I bet she liked that hog in your jeans. She looked like she knew her way around the dick. She was pretty cute, too, and the in the bend her little butt. In the bend her little body over and choke her with a belt. Okay. I think she says, I'm gonna bend her little body over and choke her with a belt while you okay. I'm sorry. My bad. And the bend her little body over and choke her with a belt while you ruin her pussy kind of way. Ah, okay. I get that now. My bad. Don't you want to do it? Don't you want to put your hands behind her head and fuck that big cock down her throat, listening to her spit up and gag all over it? Watching all of that dark makeup run down her eyes while you abuse her mouth? Wouldn't you like to bend her over the couch, pin her down while you tear off those barely there panties? All you have to do is split her in half like the hoe she is. Oh. Imagine her crying in pain and pleasure, bent over and being treated like a discount sex toy. Over and over, no matter how much she begs. Slap. 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 Then boom. It all ends with you blowing your load in her. Just a sweating, oversexed, compact slut. Hey, Rin. What the fuck is wrong with you? Me? Nothing. Kind of hilarious coming from the guy who's at full salute right now, though. I kind of need to take care of some shit, though, so I need to get going. Reese is here, right? Usually is. Not like there's a ton to do around here. I'll go get hit. Reese, get your pervert ass out here now, you fucking degenerate. Really, Lysexia? Just pick the fuck up. You can't just up and leave after 2 years without saying a damn word to me. What's his name? Kane's last name won't be changeable. Oh, okay. How about, How about Thomas Kane? Come on. One more time. What am I even doing? She didn't pick up the first 5 times, so why would she on the 7th? She just up and left, but why? There has to be a reason, right? I don't know. Hold on. Let's go with something crazy. Razor? No. Here I am, sitting at 3 o'clock in the morning trying to figure out what I'm going to name this dude. Everybody's like, Grim, you better hurry up and pick a fucking name. What should I call him? Well, you know, I'm quite a fan of Duke Nukem. Duke Kane? Okay, we go Duke. Come on. One more time. What am I even doing? She didn't pick up the first 5 times, so why would she on the 7th? She just up and left, but why? There has to be a reason, right? Damn it. Shit. At least she was aware enough to dodge it. It would have been just my luck if it hit her. I can already hear her walking towards me. She's probably going to give me an earful about not throwing things. Not that I want to hear it. I probably deserve it, though. What's wrong, Duke? I could hear you stomping around from the inside. Nothing, just some personal stuff. Sorry for disturbing you. Palatino, look at me and tell me what's wrong. Palatino, look at me and tell me what's wrong. Even if it's only to vent, maybe I can help. Isexia left. All their stuff is still here, but a truck is gone. No traces, no calls, not even a letter. Just poof, gone. I don't even know if I'm angry, worried about her, or both anymore. I don't even know what I should have expected, but at least expected something. She's a sweet girl, Palatino, but sometimes people aren't what they seem on the surface. Maybe Lysexia wasn't what she appeared to be. Maybe she was hiding something from you. There's no way anyone but her can know. Oh man, her name is really similar to my ex-girlfriend of mine. It was on the rock and metal and shit. Instead, it was Alyssa instead of Alyssa. But what I can tell you is that she isn't trying to hurt you. The way that girl looked at you was real. That much was obvious. Perhaps it was her father again? I could have helped. I could have at least done something. Why didn't she just come to me for once? Stand up. I know it hurts now, Duke. It feels like someone's taking your guts and crushing them right in front of you, but don't let it cripple you. Moving forward is the only way. Oh, that's not good. Through pain. If you'd like, Patatino, I may know some people who can find her for you. I can't. This doesn't have anything to do with you or them. It's me and Lysexia. Why would I drag people into my drama? It's not just your drama. Your father and I love you, and when we see you hurting, it hurts us. Thank you, but this is something I need to take care of on my own. Or at least get past. Oh, and sorry for almost hitting you with my phone. I need some space. I'll be back in a few. Where are you, Lysexia? I wonder if Luca's still in business. Her butt really takes after you. Christ, my head hurts. I've really got to stop hitting people. Great. I have to get up and talk to someone. Holy crap. Her hair's actually red, and the eyes are green. Okay. Well, that wasn't intended. I wasn't trying to make the character, like, you know, the doll. But that's what happened. It is what it is. Hold on a minute. I need to put a shirt on or something. Hey. Is that it? Unless you have something important to say, take thing two with you and get the fuck out of here. Look, I'm sorry about earlier, but I think we can agree that we both jumped the gun. Takes a bad bitch with a bad temper to know... Excuse me. We're not using bad bitch terms here. Takes a bitch with a bad temper to know one. So yeah, anyways, I found the faggot who spit his babies all over your clothes. And this midget's him? He is, isn't that right, midget? Answer, now. Don't make me beat it out of you, pin dick, you know I will. Sorry for nutting your shit, can I go now? Hold up a second. Which one do you like better, midget or pin dick? Fuck you. We aren't done, Pindick. We'll finish this later, after I make sure we don't get our asses sued because of you. Eat shit, Reagan. I'll be in my room. Not like anyone needs me around anyways. If we're done, I'd like to get back to vegging out on that thing you guys call a bed. Well, you're getting a bit of company. We need to talk about what my try-hard brother did. Do we need to talk about it, or are you just worried that I'm going to sue? Both, I guess? I think we need to clear the air, too. Especially since it looks like you're staying here a while. Can I even say no? It's your motel. You can, but I'll take that as you letting me in. What are you, a vampire? Only in the summer, cutie. Only in the summer. So, I talked to Gramps, and he's cool. Says he would have done the same if it happened to me. Not that the old coot could even throw with someone anymore. He wants me to get your clothes so he can wash them, and to let you know that your first month here is free as an apology. I should apologize to his face, though. I'll drop by with my clothes tomorrow and do it then. Seriously, don't worry about it. He's never been the type to stay angry. I've tried it, trust me. So, hey, are you hungry? The best burgers in New York are around the corner, and I'd be a total cunt for not getting a newbie one. If you say you're a vegan because Ollie is, and I'm dragging you there by your hair and fisting your throat until it's all gone. The fact that you can say that with a straight face is sorta scary. But no, I'll never be a vegan. I eat like a fucking pig. I was gonna say that I'd have to ask my mom. Ask me what? Jesus, Mom, you're supposed to put your towel on before you come out. And how was I supposed to know we had someone over exactly? We're all girls here, so what's the harm? Man, your mom is packing. I see where you got it. Girls, look at her. You're a step away from being tackled and taken advantage of. You talk like an animal. I only tackle and take advantage of someone if they ask. It isn't illegal to cop a look last I checked. Besides, I'm sure she likes it. See, this girl is a working pair of eyes, unlike some other snotty brat I know. I hope you're having fun, Mom. Just don't forget that we're sleeping in the same room now. Well, for almost going to blows earlier, you two seem to be getting along. So what were you going to ask me? I want to take your daughter out for a while, get her a burger, and show her how shitty this place is. And before you make jokes, just a burger, nothing more. For now, at least. Shut up. That's fine. I'll just grab something from the store across the street. You girls go have some fun, and don't forget you have schools tomorrow, Lizexia. I know. See you in a bit, Mom. Okay, so that seems like a good enough spot, right? It's kind of bizarre that the character of Lizexia actually started to look like the doll that I had based off with the red hair and the bluish green eyes. Yeah, that kind of took me for a loop. Because at first, you know, in the prequel, she didn't. And then all of a sudden, I'm like, holy shit, what the fuck's going on here? I didn't plan that. All right, well... Look, I just named the character because it's the first time I've ever had a female character I had to name like that. So, I was like, well, what a name do I have? So I used it. At any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I will be out of here. And I do like this story. I want to continue it. It's actually pretty good. VNDB doesn't know what the fuck they're talking about. But... I'll see you next time with Grimm's Uncanny Valley. And I don't know if I said Hentai Corner or Adult Games Corner. What the fuck I said. But Grimm's Uncanny Valley with We Were Just Kids.